How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. This goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Got a lot to talk about here today, including some updates on things we talked about on the program yesterday as regards WWE and India and Jinder Mahal and pay-per-view and the WWE Network and the whole nine yards. Also, a very fascinating tweet by Stephanie McMahon involving Asuka and her undefeated record in NXT, which I guess involves pinfalls, submissions, but not, for example, battle royals. We've got updates on the Best of the Super Juniors tournament, as well as NXT. They did a bunch of NXT tapings last night. I'm not going to give detailed spoilers for those of you that want to watch it and experience it as if it's live, but I have a couple of notes that need to be discussed as it regards fallout from the TakeOver show. That's coming up here on this program as well. Also got Lucha Underground debuting next week. We've got a bunch of UFC news, including big stars jumping ship to Bellator, talk of Mayweather, Conor McGregor, yet again, and so much more. Want to apologize if you're buzzing in the background. They are doing power washing outside the studios here in beautiful Bothell, Washington, but hopefully that will wrap up here soon. And if you can't hear it, that's even better. If you want to give us a call here today, the phone number, 844-411-5411. That is toll-free, 844-411-5411. You can send your text messages to 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. All of these numbers available on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. No Dr. Lucha today, but Mike Sempervivi joins us after the break. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network. Hey, back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Million people trying to call. If you can't get through, just keep trying. We're going to go to the phones here in a while. But we are kicking off today with Mike Sempervivi's favorite topic, Jinder Mahal. We got updates from yesterday's show.
Ooh.
I got a random text, a random tweet during the show. I did a bunch of investigation. I can now confirm numerous sources in India. Sagar here, whose name that I almost certainly butchered.
Guaranteed.
And Samarth here as well.
Oh my.
Have pointed out that all of these WWE pay-per-views that we watch on the WWE Network, they're all free in India. India has more television viewers than any other country in the world. They air on a station called 10. And the big four pay-per-views, the WrestleMania show, the SummerSlam, Royal Rumble, and Survivor Series, all air live on 10. Now, the rest of them do not air live, but you can watch them on a 12-hour delay. Now, some of you might be thinking, well, clearly WWE is going to try to push the idea that if you buy the WWE Network, you can watch all of the pay-per-views live. Well, you're probably right. The issue is, live means, in India, those pay-per-views are airing at 5 a.m. So, fans would either buy the network to get up and watch a show at 5 a.m., or they don't buy the network and they watch it free at 5 p.m. the next day. So, if you combine the fact that all of the pay-per-views already air for free on TV in India, the fact that Jinder Mahal has a whopping one shirt available right now, I ask again, what's the point of all of this? Because Dave flat out said they're trying to sell network subscriptions. Who's buying the network for what? Jinder Mahal headlining pay-per-views is on TV. Are they buying the network so they can watch old 3MB matches when Jinder Mahal was a young wrestler rising in the ranks with a band? Like, what is the point of all of this? Can someone explain this to me? Now I'm really baffled. At least they can see the pay-per-views Jinder's headlining. They already get them.
I I think you're hitting it in that they're selling this to people in India and use it. Gender's not the only reason. They're just using that as a marketing tool to go, hey, you know, look, just like you, or whatever they're, you know, this is about, to how they're marketing it over there. I'm not over there, so I'm not sure exactly how on 10 sports they are playing this to people, but they're trying to treat it like a big deal. And they're just, I'm sure, trying to drum up interest and drum up support in the WWE network. It's not necessarily, hey, Jinder Mahal is your champion now, get on the WWE network. It's part of a, what I would assume is now a brand new marketing plan that they have for the country of India. We will see, because that shirt that you mentioned is not available in India nor anywhere else outside of the United States.
Yeah, you can't even buy it in India right now. I'm sure you will eventually, but I mean,
everybody wants a taste of India.
This is the thing.
Yes.
So when we talk about the WWE Network, mm-hmm. we get NXT, and we get the pay-per-views, mm-hmm. and we get a bunch of other programming. And
205 Live?
205 Live. We get all of these archives as well. Mm-hmm. And like, all we complain about is we want more archives. I mean, not everybody, but there's a portion of the fan base that wants more archives.
More
and WWE
out.
Always argues, well, nobody watches that old stuff. They only watch mm-hmm. the current stuff. So we're not going to put we're not going to rush to get the archives. They're going to put the archives up, but it's not like they're not in a rush because people are watching the current stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, here's a list of everything that you can see for free in India. Every pay-per-view, Raw, SmackDown, Main Event, NXT. So again, who in India is going to buy the network if you get all of that for free?
Well, somebody that really wants 205 Live. They want...
Don't you think they already would have got the network by now?
No, but there's the other thing, too, is how many of those hardcore, savvy fans are already ordering the WWE Network anyway, you know? So, again, it's hard to have faith in WWE sometimes when it comes to taking care of things like this. Again, I would assume they have a big marketing plan around all of this stuff, and they're going to use some new stuff, and they're going to use some new things in their arsenal to drive forward this whole deal with India. I mean, that's what we have to assume, right? I mean, that's all
they
we
got
can
one
really
tour.
Say right now.
They got one tour that's like 3 days, and Dave himself said it's not going to make one bit of difference if Jinder's a champion or not. I think it is. I think he's the champion so they can go to India and maybe, I don't know, get more mainstream publicity because the champion is an Indian. I mean, that's
absolutely
my presumption.
Well, yeah, and I mean, when you don't go to a place for 3 or 5 years, whatever it's been now for WWE in India, I mean, I know it's been a while since people have been there, but, you know, because of that, sure, it's nice icing on the cake, I guess, from a standpoint of, hey, you know, the champion's coming home sort of thing. But, yeah, they need far more than this, and they need to sink in their hooks. This has got to, like, legitimately non-Jinder, you know, take him out of the mix here. This better be something that they have a long-term interest in doing. You know, it's much like China and everywhere else. WWE needs to change how they do things as far as laying down roots in a place and really trying to let it grow and trying to figure out what exactly makes people tick and how you can get people who are ordering the American version of it to order it through Indian measures or however you want them to do it over there, and to figure out marketing and all that sort of stuff. I don't know if they will, but it's something that they obviously have to do. All companies have to do this.
Here's my question. Here's all I want to know, and I'm going to move on to another topic I got here. I didn't start my business in a traditional way. I didn't go to the bank and get a giant loan.
Manhorn.
I worked a job and I saved my money and I built it up that way.
Mm-hmm.
Like the American dream.
Hey,
but
hey.
Here's my point. Most people, when they start a business, like, they need a lot of money, and so they go to the bank and they take out a business loan. And as far as I know, like, you got to have a business plan. They want to see what's your plan.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I want to know. What's your plan with Jinder Mahal in India? Because everything that I've seen so far, I can't figure out what the plan is. I can't figure it out.
Doesn't seem to be good. Maybe they can call upon the head of the Small Business Association to try to give him some tips.
She's busy. That must be why we've got this. She's busy working for Trump. Now, here's another thing that's driving me crazy today. It's not really driving me crazy. It's just funny. So, Stephanie McMahon tweeted, This I'm going to read this exactly how it's written, okay? Exactly. I'm not going to skip one word. Congratulations, Asuka, on breaking Goldberg's record as the champion with the longest undefeated streak in WWE history. Hashtag, you deserve it. Okay, now, the hashtag is clearly to troll me, I'm pretty sure. But did I miss Goldberg's undefeated streak in WWE? She didn't say in history. She said the longest undefeated streak in WWE history.
Yeah.
So I guess now WCW is part of WWE history. Is that what's going on now?
Possibly. Maybe. Maybe she's showing deference. Did Luthez?
So could I tweet about the year that WWE lost $70 million and went out of business? Because I guess that's part of their history now.
Well.
What a wacky tweet.
Oh, and this is all jumping on, I would assume, Goldberg, who responded to an Asuka tweet, handing over the powers of the streak to her, I guess, which led to Triple H and Stephanie and everybody else celebrating Asuka's remarkable milestone.
Now, another tweeting incident here. So, Jinder Mahal yesterday tweeted that he's all excited for his match with Randy Orton on SmackDown on June 13th. Now, unless he tweeted about a dark match, which I don't think he did, that means, for those of you that think I make all these stories up, I never know what I'm talking about, that means on Monday they advertised that Jinder Mahal was going to get he's going to give Randy Orton his rematch on SmackDown on June 13th. Mm-hmm. The next day they changed their minds and announced it was going to be at Money in the Bank. And then 2 days later they changed their mind again and it's back on for the SmackDown show. And now apparently it's on for the SmackDown show and the pay-per-view. And there's a paper trail here for this one, everybody.
Mm.
Anyway.
Maybe Randy was just trying to troll you.
We're going to head to a break. Randy? We're going to head to a break. When we come back, we'll take phone calls. I got a million text messages. I got more news. And it's going to be fun. Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network. Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
This is Ryan from Cumberland, Maryland.
Of course it is.
Your business plan.
Yes.
My question is, I know you've decreased the amount of audio you do for After Dark. It's hardly you have any shows this year. Yet the ratings for wrestling are continuing to decrease. So why do you increase the amount of audio for your wrestling shows? Decrease the amount of audio for your After Dark shows if this is the case, because that doesn't sound like a very good business plan.
Well, you see, Ryan, the subscribers are paying for the wrestling content and not for After Dark. And so I thought that
I would rededicate
my efforts to the wrestling end. Trust me, I know this. It's WrestlingObserver.com, Ryan. Listen, I'd like to do After Dark. I don't have time. There's too much wrestling. What do you want me to do? Make up time? And I know that's your answer, but I can't do that.
I think you can delete one wrestling show and do After Dark instead.
I don't think that's going to go over very well, Ryan.
Yeah, delete the Tuesday show with Dave.
Yeah, maybe I'll get rid of the Granny show after the Knock Knock segment last night. That would, you know how many people would quit if I stopped that segment? Way more than After Dark.
Well, the Brian and Vinny show is pretty repetitive once you and Dave do the same show, I think.
You're right. That's why I'm trying to get rid of the Raw and SmackDown review on that show. That's my plan.
You could also do that.
All right. Thanks very much, Ryan. Anything else? Nope. Okay. Next caller, let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on? You're on the air. What's up? Going once. Going twice. All righty. You are on the air. What's going on?
Hey, Brian. Steve from Chicago.
What's up, Steve?
My question is regarding some of the Jinder Mahal rumors. There's rumors spreading around that he'll hold the belt until the Royal Rumble and then drop it to John Cena, which would give him his 17th title reign. I know that some people think
I wonder where that might have come from. That came from this show, but go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I was going to say, do you think it would honestly quell his crowd reactions to him winning his 17th title if he was going up against Jinder? Because I remember back...
exactly what I talked about yesterday. This is exactly what I talked about yesterday. Jinder Mahal, if he's hated enough, he is a perfect foil for John Cena to return and win the 17th title against, because they're not going to be very upset about him breaking Flair's record. They're going to be happy somebody beat Jinder. That is exactly my
thing. I was worried because, yeah, like, even after, like, you know, during last year's Rumble, like, he was against AJ, and they were booing him like crazy until he finally put on such an awesome match that they couldn't possibly boo him, or maybe they just lower the crowd noise. I mean, obviously, Jinder is an AJ, but, like, it's still John Cena.
Well, John Cena does that a lot lately. I've noticed, I want to thank you very much for the call, when Cena is doing a promo, everybody boos him when he comes out because that's the gimmick, but then his promos are so great that they cheer him at the end. And it's the same thing with his matches. They boo him when he comes out because that's the gimmick, and then they go crazy for the guy when he does a match. And listen, John Cena could have a very good match with Jinder Mahal. I 100%, I absolutely believe that. Especially if Jinder doesn't improve, like, his wrestling's not going to get better. But if his promos remain boring and everything about him is just mediocre, then people are going to be begging for somebody to beat this guy. And if John Cena goes out there and has a fun, great match with the guy and beats him, I mean, he will not be booed out of the building. The reaction will be unbelievable. Now, I don't know if that's what they're going to do. And if they do it, it could be at WrestleMania, not Royal Rumble. I mean, if you ask me my gut feeling right now, he's holding the title till Mania, not Rumble. So, I guess we'll see what they do. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air.
Hey, this is Tommy from Maryland.
Yes, Tommy.
I had a quick question because I was looking at the dates for the India tour, and instead it was taking place in September, and please forgive me if you've gone over this to death, because I feel like you have. But wouldn't it make more sense to kind of cash in on some success of Jinder and maybe put the title on him around like SummerSlam time, or maybe even at SummerSlam?
I did, in fact, say
cash in on like a
I said the exact same thing. Because here's the deal.
I'm glad the great minds think alike.
That's right. Listen, if they're going in September, you could have spent 5 months or whatever building up Jinder, and then he wins the title at SummerSlam, and it would be 1,000 times better than he can go to India, and if it sucks, you can take it off him when he comes back from India. Instead, they put the title on him at the worst time of the year, by the way. Like, there's no worse time than right after WrestleMania when everything dies. You put the title on Jinder, it's deader than ever right now.
Well, maybe that's the excuse that they will use. You know, revisionist history here, as far as, you know, that may be what they say of, well, this is why we wanted to give it a shot now. As soon as you say that, that's going to be their easy response back to it. But yeah, I mean, you can't put the water back in the bottle now here at this point. But yes, they should have spent 5 months building up some credibility to the guy. But the reality is, it doesn't matter at this point. That's all over and done with now anyway. We got to deal with what we have right now. And is he going to be able to stay at the level he's at? And are they going to be able to get him heated up enough where actually anybody anywhere in the world believes him in him enough? Fine start, I guess, with the celebration on Thursday, but we got a long way to go.
I want to thank you very much for that call. To the phones, you are on the air. What's up?
Hey, this is Gary in Ohio.
Yes, Gary.
Just got a couple comments here, mainly. But on the Enzo angle on Raw this week, WWE getting so bad and lazy that, I mean, didn't they just do this same angle pretty much with Nikki and Natalya?
Yes, they
did. A while back on SmackDown.
Hey, listen, you should be happy it took them 6 months to do the angle again. Usually they angle on one show, and then they do it again on the other show. Or on SmackDown, they do the angle where a guy gets cradled and schoolboy in 2 minutes, and they do it 3 times on one show. At least we had some time in between here.
Yeah. Now, another thing. On the Jinder opening angle on SmackDown this week, where he arrived with the police escort, I noticed in the background was Randy Orton's tour bus, right next to the WWE truck.
Classic.
Randy Orton's tour bus.
How about that?
Why couldn't they? I mean, someone had to have seen that back there.
You think?
Because it was right there behind them.
Maybe.
I mean, why couldn't they have done that right in front of his bus?
Is it? Well,
it would have made more. I mean, it would have been better that way.
You could have done it that way. I was. I want to thank you very much.
Maybe even get on his bus and do it. There's no one on it.
All right, listen. I want to thank you very much for the call. I thought where he was going was, why is Randy's tour bus there if Randy's not on the show? Which is a great question.
That was my question, yeah. Yes.
But I mean, what I was going to say was, because even though, like, I always defend these angles if I could think of something, Maybe it's just a random tour bus for the geek wrestlers. It happens to have Randy Orton's picture on it to remind them this is your ultimate goal, to be like Randy.
Yes.
And then you could have him pull up in front of it.
The brass ring that you're going for right there.
Exactly. You want your picture on the side of the geek tour bus. All right, to the phones. You're on the air.
Hey, this is Greg in Minnesota.
Yes, Greg.
Hey, so this great balls of fire crap. Who goes against Lesnar that doesn't come out damaged out of the five guys in this Fatal 5-Way?
Well, I think
anybody that goes in there.
I think their theory is that losing to the Beast doesn't hurt you. That's their theory.
You know, I think it hurts everybody that's not named Finn Balor or Seth Rollins.
Well, it's probably going to be Seth Rollins if you ask me.
Yeah, I mean, he's the only babyface that could come out and still have something to do with any of the five other guys.
But why is Finn Balor so... why Finn Balor and Seth Rollins, why are they the only ones who wouldn't be hurt by this?
They're the most over with the crowd, that you could literally do anything with them, and because those are those guys, crowd's going to be behind it.
Yeah, but I mean, in theory, getting slaughtered by Brock Lesnar, you know, everybody, that's the problem with guys going in there and getting destroyed by Brock Lesnar, getting beaten by Brock Lesnar, is you have a whole bunch of people that are now looked at as they're not so important because Brock crushed everybody. You know, who's the challenge? Who could really stand up to him? I mean, I think mainstream fans, there's a lot of them who have not been longtime New Japan fans who are not maybe as hardcore into Finn Balor as some other people are, that look at that and go, how can I take that seriously? And they look at Seth Rollins in a way and do the same thing. How can I take that seriously? I mean, that's why the Goldberg-Lesnar thing was so bananas, was because it was like the immovable object and what an irresistible force sort of thing. So I think they have to be careful with everybody. I know this whole thing is supposedly going to lead up to Roman Reigns again, but they better be careful with everybody to make sure that even though Brock's not around and he's the shadow that looms over the entire place, all of our guys are special.
Listen, I think that if you watch Raw on Monday, there was exactly one guy who was super over on the show, and it was Finn Balor. I don't think the New Japan deal has anything to do with it. He looks like a cool guy. He's got a cool jacket with the collar turned up. He's got a cool song. He's cool right now. He's a cool character that everybody likes.
He is, but they have been very good at times of hurting those people along the way, and I just, you know...
Yeah, they'll hurt him through stupid booking, not losing to Brock.
Well, true, but again, you still want all your players to be on you should want them to be on the level of Brock, even though they can't be Brock. And they have not... Obviously, they haven't been doing that very well because they don't have those levels of superstars except for Brock.
They've had one guy that I feel got hurt losing to Brock. One guy, and that was Dean Ambrose, because he had that Mania match, and it sucked. And really, I don't even know
who else has Brock wrestled?
Dude, he's wrestled everybody. Undertaker, John Cena. I'll go through the list here when we come back. Back in a moment with your calls. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network. Couple of important notes, and we'll go back to the phones. This from TMZ.com. X-Pac was telling the truth. Officials say the pills he was carrying at LAX tested negative for meth. Now his drug case is essentially over. X-Pac was arrested at LAX April 29 after drug dogs found pills in his luggage that officials believed to be meth. He was booked for possession of narcotics with intent to sell. He denied the allegation, said the pills were a non-meth medicine used to treat a yeast infection. TMZ obtained official documents showing the LA County District Attorney tested the pills, which all came back as, quote, no controlled substance. As for the weed X-Pac was carrying at the time, officials say it was a legal amount in the state of California. There may be a federal crime here, but there's no state crime, the DA noted. Our law enforcement sources say the case is over.
Can we get these guys some better plugs where they're going? I mean, why? I don't know. These are grown men, and I understand that medical marijuana cards and all that sort of stuff, and I'm not saying anything against marijuana at all, but he's certainly not the first guy to try to be traveling somewhere where there's got to be a better way, because I don't want to see wrestlers that keep getting swept up and having things like this happen to them, and having, you know, how many people are going to hear that he didn't, you know, get popped for speed? you know, or meth or whatever it was. You know, all they're going to hear is he got arrested with marijuana and with pills. So there's just got to be a better way that these guys can travel and get to where they need and get their medical supply, you know, when they need to get it.
Update on Tommaso Ciampa. If you recall, he was wrestling at a house show and he injured his ankle. And I had talked about how, before I even knew what happened, I had gotten a text that said, Ciampa injury at work. And then it turned out it was real. Well, apparently what happened was, they were going to do a spot at the house show where he tweaked his ankle. And they were going to play it up like maybe the guy can't climb the ladder. So they're doing the match, and he legitimately tweaks his ankle. So it's a minor tweak. They played it up worse than it actually was. And they allowed him to tape it up and go do the ladder match. Now, if you remember when I reviewed the show on Saturday night, I talked about how there was a spot fairly early in the match where he was up high on the ladder, and they did a spot where he got knocked off, and he didn't take a bump. He basically jumped off and landed on his feet and then immediately grabbed his ankle. Now, at no point during this match did they play up that he had suffered an ankle injury at Al's show. That was only on social media. So when he grabbed the ankle, I thought, oh, God. Because if you got a tweaked ankle, let me tell you something, as a person who's tweaked his ankle, the last thing you want to do is jump off something high and land on your feet.
True.
Now, I don't know if that's where it happened, but at some point during the match, he really hurt his ankle. Even worse, and now he needs surgery.
Well,
so he's going to be out of action for some time, and that's announced at, I don't think they announced the surgery, but he comes out on crutches at the tapings, and it's obviously he's not working any other matches at the taping, so you won't see him on TV for a long time. And the other big note, I guess it's kind of a spoiler, but not really, because they've already done social media stuff, and I've talked about it here. They are turning Hideo Itami heel. So for those of you asking, what do you do with Itami if he loses? Well, you make him a heel, and you see what you can do with him there. So he'll be feuding with, I believe, Cassius Ohno.
Yeah, I can't remember. Well, yeah, and that's because that's who he ran into backstage when he was throwing the stuff around. Wasn't the best breakdown from Itami, so I don't know if they're going to be doing more with this as he descends into heeldom or not, or if this is going to be his attitude change. But I don't know if you've seen NXT yet. I did. I can't remember if they even actually played that part on there as part of the at the end of the video package that they did showing his loss to Bobby Roode.
Just got an email, by the way. Could someone, I mean, I presume this is true. Says there
Did
are
Ryan
no
send it?
There are no shows scheduled for India at all this year. I could have sworn there was a September tour. Is there no September tour now?
I don't know. I thought there was one, but
everybody thought there was one. You're telling me there's not even a September tour now?
I don't know. Let me find out their schedule out here, because the whole schedule is here somewhere because Mookie had it. As part of the, remember the lawsuit thing? I got it here somewhere. I'll find it.
All right, you find that. I'll read some text messages. Says here, Gunner teased today that he signed with WWE saying, almost hung it up. World, I'm here to come. Time to take over. So he didn't specifically say WWE. I guess we'll find out. This person here says, Ember Moon also already returned to the tapings last night, despite her saying out 6 months. I don't think they ever said that Ember Moon was going to be out 6 months. Am I missing something?
No, and they may have, but I mean, she cut the promo on that they played on this week's TV about how ticked off she was and how she's, you know, she's on the way back. So I don't know.
Let's see what else we've got here. This person says, do you think the SmackDown ratings increase was from the gender title win at Backlash, the picture-in-picture ads, or both? Well,
a little everything. Look,
it is a little of everything, but I think people got to remember that it's still the third lowest rating of the year. It was up from last week's number, which was like the worst number ever. So it really was at the level of 2 weeks prior. So it's not like it was up, but yes, I'm sure gender helped a little bit. I'm sure pay-per-view fallout and the picture-in-picture. It's all those
everybody's,
things.
everybody's being too hyper. You're not going to know. I mean, yes, there can be bumps in some, but like, give it a month, give it 6 weeks. You got to give it some time to see exactly how things are shaking out with the ebbs and flows, because like you said, it's still an incredibly low number. Have they bottomed out? Can they possibly go lower on both shows? You know, I just, to try to treat this, I think sometimes we fall into the trap of, or that people fall into the trap of the Monday Night Wars thing, where it's like, you know, did this segment, how did this do, how'd that do? It's like, I think you got to stand back and really let it kind of play itself out a little bit more first.
This person wants to know the program schedule for the holiday weekend. Not sure. All of the members-only shows are on as scheduled. The Brian and Vinny Show, Observer Radios, etc., and we'll figure out the Observer Live Sunday-Monday schedule here pretty soon. But those would be the only ones that would not be on the air. This person says, I just saw that TNA is going to do an India tour in a couple of weeks. Maybe WWE is trying to kill that with the Jinder reign. I don't think so.
Nah, TNA's been going to India now for...
Actually, they haven't. They didn't go all last year.
Well, yeah, that was because of money and finances and all that sort of stuff. But it's not like they hadn't looked to try to build the UK and Indian markets as much as they possibly could.
I mean, obviously, part of this was about TNA making inroads in India. But, I mean, TNA's got a good television deal in India. But guess what? So does WWE. Yeah. And neither have really found a way to make money. And I'm not seeing any business plan... Especially now that there's not even a tour of India, apparently. They got one shirt, all the pay-per-views air for free on TV, and they got no tour. So I'm absolutely, completely at a loss right now as to why this is being done. Especially if it ends up going to Mania. I'm even more baffled.
All right, I'm on September now, and they got Australia. They're scheduled for Australia from September 13th through the 16th. Well, I take that back. It's Honolulu on the 13th, which you got New Zealand the 13th, Australia. So I don't know if they've added anything to any dates or something like that. They absolutely could have. But there is nothing technically listed here from the... But this was also... God knows when this schedule came out. This is the one that was exposed during the trademark lawsuit that ended up making its way out that Mookie Ghana got.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
This is Jim from Virginia.
Oh!
Hey!
What's up, Jim?
I just wanted to call in and thank everybody for their prayers and kind words and everything. I'm still in rehab, but I'm doing much better. I'm healing up, and everything's looking a whole lot better. I thank everybody for all the kind words and prayers and everything.
Man, we missed you, Jim. Boy, have we missed you. If you've heard this show, we've missed you.
Yeah.
you're talking about wrestling. You talk about didn't have the Dr. Lucha on the... There was a big women's wrestling thing that happened about 2 weeks ago when Zeuxis, she unmasked Princess Tsuge.
Oh, my God.
I bet Mike knows who that is.
I know who it is. I'm just shocked at this revelation.
They did. And you was talking about TNA. Well, they had a big women's thing last night where... Rosemary came to the aid of Allie, and now she's going off because she may be a babyface now because she put a right good whipping on Sienna and Laurel Van Ness.
God, I miss Jim. A right good whipping she put on her. That's right. Are you still keeping up with the wrestling as much as usual, Jim? Are you still keeping up?
Yeah, I try to. I watch. They got the channels for the most part down here. That the wrestling. The only one I done, the TNA I have to watch on my smartphone. But
well, Jim, we're very glad to hear you back. Keep calling in, buddy.
All right, I will. You know, take care now.
All right, have a great weekend, there, Jim. Man, oh man, what a delight!
Really?
That was almost as delightful as a Goldberg squash from 1998. Good
old
Jim. That
was much more satisfying because no one got hurt during that phone call.
That's true. Well, Ryan probably did because we were so full of joy to hear Jim, but not Ryan.
Well, yeah.
He's been just tweeting me incessantly.
Oh, what does he want? You haven't blocked him yet?
This person said that Oh, I see. Amber Moon had claimed 6 months on the Takeover pre-show, so she was lying.
Well,
man, oh man.
She's emotional. How do you're going to put that on an athlete? She doesn't know how long she's out for. The only thing she knows is she wishes she was in that match with Ruby Riott and with Nikki Cross and Asuka or whatever.
This person here says, should Raw go back to 2 hours? Yes, it should.
Yes.
Yes, I heard should. USA is trying to cut off the third hour, and hopefully the Raw talks at 8 Eastern, 11 Pacific on the WWE Network. Where did you hear that? I need more information, because I've heard nothing about that. And I don't think it's going to happen based on the amount of money WWE has paid and all of that rigmarole. This person is so excited.
Have they done, by
gym.
The way, and I don't know, if have they done fall upfronts for USA? I guess that might actually explain it, too.
I don't think so. I haven't heard anything about it. Man, we got all these texts. Everyone's so excited the gym's back. This person says, WWE's official listing of events does not list any upcoming events in India. I am so baffled right now.
I think because, look, there was...
I am so baffled.
Last year, they did... Somebody did... I know that it was at least talked about. Somebody had brought it up. Yeah, we're coming back sort of thing. So I think it was tentatively scheduled. Maybe they're still going to do it again as part of when they go to Australia, New Zealand. It could make sense. I think they're going to Singapore. I would assume they... that because Singapore's not on there either. Which, have they already gone there this year? Because that's a really good market for them, too. Isn't it going to Singapore and Malaysia? So, I don't know. Maybe they're going to add something, or maybe they've added something, and it's just not part of that original tentative schedule they have up.
All right, one more here. This person says, I watch New Japan at 2 a.m. or so my time. Then again, I'm a night owl and crazy. Plus, New Japan isn't free here. He's basically talking about the idea of the fans in India maybe wanting the network or not, so they could stay up till 5 a.m. to watch the shows live. I just don't see that happening in any large numbers. And if it was going to happen, it would have happened already. The network's been there for a while. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network. .com. And Mike's got an update here on this India tour.
I think where it came from, may have come from, is last July, Alberto Del Rio, went with some other WWE superstars on a trip to India. The picture that they're showing in this India Business Times story shows them doing some Special Olympics stuff. But he talks about India being, quote, one of the most important markets for WWE. We want to make the already existing fan base grow further. He says several people from our company have come in the past, and we have plans to come again in September, too, which would have met September of 2017. When you look at the tentative lineup that they have for September, they will be going to New Zealand and Australia, but they will be back. They leave immediately after their shows on Monday and Tuesday, and they will be back in California for Monday and Tuesday the next week. So there's no way to try to shoehorn an India tour in there. So if there's going to be some shows, it's going to have to be placed in 2018, it looks like.
Can you imagine? We got Jinder Mahal as champion, coming from jobber status to world champion in 4 weeks. He's got no merchandise. They have no tour this year. And every pay-per-view is already available for free on TV in India.
When are they back in Ontario?
That's it, everybody. Looks like Sunday is going to be a replay, but we're going to be back here live on Monday, so get ready for that. And then back to normal, so check it out. Have a great holiday weekend, everybody. Thanks, Mike, as always. Everybody at Sports Byline, we'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.